One of the halachot associated with Netilat Yadayim that many people are familiar with is the fact that one doesn't speak between doing Netilat Yadayim and making hamotzi. This is based on a Gemara in Masechet Brachot Daf Mem Bet, which says Tekef Netilat Yadayim Bracha, that straight after Netilat Yadayim one should have the bracha, presumably of hamotzi. But there's actually a Machloket Rishonim brought down by the Tor in Siman Kuf Samach Vav as to exactly what that means. According to Rabbeinu Yoel, it means referring to Mayim Achronim after the meal. As perhaps we'll speak about this on another occasion, practice that many people have to wash their hands before Birkat Hamazon. And he understands it to mean that as soon as you wash your hands for Birkat Hamazon, you need to bench right away. It's not referring to Netilat Yadayim before the meal. However, the Rosh is of the opinion that it's referring to Netilat Yadayim before the meal, meaning that there should be no interruption between Netilat Yadayim before the meal and the meal itself. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Vav, there's only one seif there, brings both opinions. Starts off by saying there's no problem of having a hefsek, an interruption between Netilat Yadayim and the meal, and then saying that there are those who say that there is a problem, i.e. the view of the Rosh, and the conclusion of the Shulchan Aruch there is that Tov li zaher, it's good practice to be careful not to make an interruption. From this, it seems that it's not absolutely essential that one doesn't. We can't unequivocally say that it's against the din to make an interruption. It's good practice to avoid making any sort of interruption between Netilat Yadayim and saying Hamotzi. So the conclusion of the Shulchan Aruch is really that one shouldn't speak between Netilat Yadayim and Hamotzi. That's regarded as a hefsek. But Mishnah Brura says that you can do for things which are tzorech seuda. So an example would be you've washed on Friday night or Shabbat lunch. You take off the challah cover and you discover there's only one challah there. Nobody put out the second challah. So you want to know whether the second challah, you don't need to go, pointing around. You can just say, does anybody know where the second challah is? That's a tzorech seuda. Or also, you don't have salt on the table. You want somebody to pass you the salt. Again, you don't need to make funny noises and point fingers as if you're playing charades, hoping that somebody might work out what you want. You can say, please can somebody pass the salt. In actual fact, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that Bichlal, everybody, even those who say that you shouldn't make a half-second interruption between Netilat Yadayim and the Seudah, that's just a proper interruption. Shulchan Aruch HaRav thinks it's fine to say yes or no to a question, or just, one or two words. That's, he thinks is l'chatchila, fine. I think we're not, so we don't follow that in practice, but it's worth being aware of that for makom tzorech. Also, it can sometimes come up, but we've certainly had this on occasion. We've had guests who are not familiar with the practice not to speak, and everybody's washed and waiting for the, or not everybody's washed, waiting for the last few people to come, and they're standing or sitting at the table, and they start making polite conversation, and everybody else around just sort of smiles or nods or shrugs their shoulders, and it's sort of a bit peculiar. So in those cases, I've often just sort of said gently to our guests, and by the way, in actual fact, our practice is that we don't speak between washing our hands and making hamotzi, and that puts everybody much more ease. And that's it's not going to be a problem. The Magen Avraham says that it's actually not just speaking which is a problem, but actually doing any maaseh, doing anything which is a hefsek between the washing and the And the meal is problematic. So if you're coming in from the kitchen to the dining room, I think you can bring in a bowl of salad or something with you to the table. But a person washes, and then while the other people are washing, that person is serving the chicken soup or sorting some things out on the blech or whatever it is. That presumably is not permitted, because that's a hefsek between the washing and the suda. What if one does accidentally speak between washing and eating? So that's actually not a problem. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, though, says in Simon Mem, Seif Bet, that if a person's maflig b'dvarim, that means if they, you know, had a whole conversation, so then they should go and wash again as a form of knas. So you're about to, you know, you've washed, and then, I don't know, a kid breaks something, drops something, falls, needs help, and, you know, it's, you know, a couple of minutes of interruption or something like that, so then you should wash again. But if somebody sneezes and by mistake you said livriut, so you wouldn't need to wash again. The Rama says, goes a step further even than the Shulchan Aruch, and says that if a person waited even k'day hiluch kaf bet ama, the amount of time that it would take to walk 22 amot, which is not very far at all, so, you know, maybe 5 or 6 seconds, maybe 10 seconds, something like that, that's also regarded as being a hefsek. Even if it's even if you only walk an amah a second, so it's half a minute, 22 seconds, whatever, you know, we're not talking about a lot of time. So ideally, one shouldn't make a hefsek even not doing anything in that time. What did you do, though, if you've got a situation where, you know, got a number of people, you know, Shabbat lunch, you've got five of you only, you know, still by the time the first person's washed, waiting for the subsequent people, it's going to be waiting more than Hiluch Kaf Bet Amah. So the Chazon Ish says that's not a problem, because that's called a Tzorech Seuda. You need to wait for them, so it's no worse than saying pass the salt or something like that. What's become quite common nowadays at some smachot is that they put a basket of bread or matzah crackers, whatever, by the washing station, so the person can wash and then go straight to, you know, make a motzi straight away. So I'm not convinced that's absolutely necessary. I think there might be some sort of hit of actually saying a hamotzi at the table where you're going to be eating. But in any event, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that going from where you washed Netilat Yadayim to where you're eating the Suda isn't regarded as a hefsek. Just like Chatkin, you should make a, you should wash where you're eating the Suda. But, doesn't say you need to bring the Suda to where you are washing. What would be a hefsek in terms of going from one place to another is if, you know, you wash and then you suddenly remember, oh, you've got something upstairs you want to bring down. So while the other people are washing, you dash upstairs to go and get it. That would be a problem. But washing in the lobby and then going into the banqueting suite for the Suda, I don't think that would be a problem. Ad kad.